SJIS Radio presents Roundabout JA, a 5-minute feature on local news, ideas, people, places, and things. Roundabout JA.
Coming up in today's program, 11 Jamaicans awarded Chevening Scholarship. And later, our Glimpses of Jamaica segment and child health and safety tip. Stay with us. Former Public Relations Officer at the Jamaica Information Service, JIS, Oroya Eubanks, is among 11 Jamaicans who've been awarded the prestigious Chevening Scholarship by the United Kingdom government to pursue master's degree in that country. Oroya will be pursuing a degree in media development at the University of Westminster beginning September 14.
I am honored. It's a privilege. I feel like I've accomplished a lot, and I feel blessed to be afforded this opportunity to receive what I consider a very prestigious award, the Chevening Scholarship, to do my master's.
The Chevening Scholarship will cover his tuition, plane fare, accommodation, book grants, and all other miscellaneous costs. Also among the Chevening awardees are Assistant Superintendent of Police Gordon Ellison, Campion College teacher Lavere Henry, Public Health Inspector with the Western Regional Health Authority Sharika Whitelock-Ballingsing, Project Engineer at the National Water Commission Melissa Townsend, Shadeen Allen, Ministry of National Security, Adley Duncan, an attorney at law employed by the government, as well as development advocate Jerome Cowens, broadcast journalist Rashawn Thompson, and attorneys at law Grace Lindo and Tanisha Myrie. The Chevening Scholarships are funded by the Foreign and Commonwealth Office and partner organizations. These scholarships support study at UK universities, mostly one-year master's degrees, for persons with demonstrable potential to become future leaders, decision makers, and opinion formers.
No longer do you have to wait 24 hours if you suspect your child is missing. The minute you realize your child cannot be accounted for is the minute to make a report to the police at 119 or the OCR at 1-888-PROTECT. Be sure to have a recent photograph of good quality to assist with identifying the child. And remember, you have a duty to inform us if the child returns home. If you fail to do so, your child may not be able to access crucial services or travel overseas.
Under Vision 2030 Jamaica National Development Plan, the aim is to achieve an economy that provides a high standard of living for all Jamaicans. For this to happen, Jamaica must work to develop a tax system that is fair and simple, maintain low inflation, and build strong financial systems. Visit vision2030.gov.jm for more information. And now for our Glimpses of Jamaica segment, Oliver Jackson reminisces about the streets of Kingston back in the day.
In those days, the streets of Kingston used to be washed, sweeped and washed by tractors. So Kingston was a very pretty place. Even Maxfield Avenue, where I used to live, and I used to live downtown as well. And people never used to eat on the street. No cooking could go on the street. No street people. So I tell you, we were very, very careful of our health in those days.
For today's child health and safety tip, we discuss, is my child old enough to brush his or her teeth? I believe the children are our future. At the age of 3, most children are learning to do lots of things on their own. However, the task of brushing their teeth should not be left up to them. Most children at this age have not developed the motor skills required to properly brush their teeth and will not develop them until age 6 or 7. Additionally, about 25% of children aged 2 to 5 years have more than one cavity. So to preserve your child's oral health, keep brushing until he's old enough, while encouraging him to practice on his own before or after you're finished. That tip was brought to you by the Jamaica Information Service. And that's where we leave you. Thanks for your company on today's Journey Roundabout JA. With Studio Engineer Andre Palma, I'm Lorraine Mendez. Walk good.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.